Please take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. As we so often are, the disciples are distracted. On the heels of amazing days of ministry with the power of the Master demonstrated before the multitudes, they are confronted by the religionists of the Jews. Jesus rebukes the Pharisees, the Sadducees, for their spiritual blindness and wickedness, and then departs, heading north across the Sea of Galilee. There are times, as they see something, it's right there in front of them, he's told them something in conjunction with what has just passed, and yet they miss it. They hear and observe, but sometimes they just seem to miss the obvious. The focus is the ministry and teaching of the Master, and yet here they are preoccupied with issues of bread. They forgot to get some before they left. Now Jesus is using recent events to teach the disciples important truths, but they miss the point because they're distracted and thinking about bread. But the lesson is important, so unlike the Pharisees and Sadducees, a little clarification enables them to see. Beginning in verse 5, and when his disciples were come to the other side, they sailed north. They eventually end up at Caesarea Philippi, which is not on the Sea of Galilee, but further north up in the foothills of the mountains. But as they're heading north, it says they had forgotten to take bread. Now, you've got 13 people. And understand, bread was the staple of life back then. And it wasn't Wonder Bread or Franz or whatever it is these days here in this area. The bread that they had, I think I shared this with you before. I grew up in the Metro Detroit area. And for those of you who traveled to that, I know, you know, tourist capital of America is Detroit. Just an amazing place to visit. Save your pennies, go to Detroit, great place to take a vacation. But there are some neat things to see if you ever happen to pass through there. We have Greenfield Village and the Henry Ford Museum. Anybody ever been to those places? Okay, a number of you. You've actually made it to Detroit. Wow. Some amazing things. Beautiful car collection there at the Henry Ford Museum. A lot of different things. And then as you go through the Dearborn Village, they have the Wright Cycle Shop. I mean, they actually moved the building there. Henry Ford brought all these places. He has Edison's Laboratory there from Orange, New Jersey. He has a number of different authentic buildings that are there from there. And he has the shop where he built his first Ford motor car and so on. And as you go through, but they have a lot of things that are there, and it's reminiscent of around the year 1900 or so. And they have carriage rides, and you can get a ride in a Model T to take you around through this little village. They have these old houses that don't have electricity in them. They got the outhouse out back and the pitcher pump, all this stuff. And they have a little market area, and they have the glass blower and the blacksmith shop. And so I think I shared with you before that last time I was there, I laughed harder than it's one of the funniest experiences I've ever had in my whole life. We're going through this, the old village where they have the different crafts. You have the miller, no offense, where they're grinding the wheat and making the bread. You have the glassblower, you have the blacksmith, you have the carpenter shop, and you have all these different things where they're doing the old style crafts. And there was a tour group of Amish people. No fooling. There was a tour group of Amish people that were going through there. And we were laughing and laughing and laughing because we were probably thinking they were going there to get some new ideas. But anyway, you go to the bakery there where they're grinding the whole wheat, and then they bake it into these loaves. And they had some regular loaves that they had in pans that you could slice up and make sandwiches, but most of the loaves were kind of oval or round. And you could buy this fresh baked bread, and I'll tell you what, it was the best tasting stuff. It was just amazing. If you think you got good bread at home when you're mixing it up, and you think, oh, you know, like home-baked bread, if they're actually taking the wheat and grinding it there, and then turning it immediately into bread, oh, it's just amazing. And it's good for you. It's got all that goodness in it before they chemically extract it. And in ancient times, bread, along with a few vegetables and so on, were what the people ate. They may have had some dried fruit and so on, but bread was the staple of life. A meal consisted of a little loaf of bread or a portion of a loaf of bread. And so when they were getting food to travel on the trip, they would have a sack or something, and they would fill it up with loaves of bread, and that would be their meal for the way. Well, here they are. They go across the lake, and when they had left the Pharisees and Sadducees over in the region of Magdala, they had left in a hurry, and they hadn't taken any more bread. They got 13 guys here, fairly young men. And it says, parallel, they've only got maybe one loaf among them. That's not going to cut it. here's a little piece for you, and here's a little piece for you, and here's a little piece for you. One loaf is not going to cut, at least in the minds of the disciples. And so they're preoccupied thinking about, we forgot to bring bread. And perhaps this had dawned on them because they're hungry. Perhaps somebody said, hey, by the way, how much bread we got, or you know, whatever the case may be. But this is what they're thinking about and talking amongst themselves when Jesus spoke. And look at verse 6, because this is the key of the whole thing. The distraction is really just a distraction. We need to focus on what Jesus is saying here. It says in verse 6, then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Watch out, be careful, be observant, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, they had just left the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They arrived back in the area that was dominated by the Jewish people. They had had a Gentile ministry over in the Decapolis, over on the east side of the Sea of Galilee. They traveled west, now landed over on Magdala on the southwest side of the Sea of Galilee, were immediately confronted by Pharisees and Sadducees. They had a brief encounter there, and then Jesus left them, got back in the boat, and he's heading north. And Jesus is talking to the disciples about their recent encounter with the Pharisees and Sadducees. And he says, beware, be watchful about the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now, what are the disciples thinking about? They're thinking about bread. Jesus is talking about the theological issues, the teachings of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The disciples are thinking about bread. And now we might be thinking, why would they be thinking about bread? Why would, well, let's give a little background here. It's helpful. It says in verse 7, and they reason among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. We have taken no bread. Now, they had perhaps a wrong idea. Among the Jews in that area, if you were to buy bread, where would you go? Well, presumably you go to the bakery. We'll just go to the local bakery and we'll buy some bread. Your average Jew at that time didn't necessarily do that. It depends on who he's buying the bread from, because there were certain traditions and so on, very often about three or four steps beyond the law of Moses, that prohibited where they could get their food from. And depending on their level of how persnickety they were about it, for example, most of the Jews would be willing to buy bread from Samaritans because Samaritans were kosher. They had the same dietary restrictions that the Jews had, and therefore it'd be safe, it's acceptable to buy bread from a Samaritan. But the Pharisee probably wouldn't buy bread from a Samaritan. He's going to be very careful. He might not even buy it from this person over here. He might buy it from another Pharisee. And that might be all. He's going to be very, very careful about where he's getting his bread. And so Jesus has taught the disciples a number of things, but these guys are so confused because this is what they grew up with. Understand that the primary religious influence in the thinking of these people were the Pharisees. If the Pharisees did it this way, then this is the way it ought to be done.